This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Attorney General John Ashcroft says library and civil rights groups are distorting the way the Justice Department uses the USA Patriot Act. He says he's never used a section of the act these groups want to appeal. The section in question makes it easier for the government to see business and library records needed in terrorism investigations. The Justice Department doesn't usually discuss how it uses the Patriot Act, but as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it did today.
Since the Patriot Act was passed after 9/11, civil liberties groups have been particularly curious about one thing. How is the government using Section 215? That's the provision that lets investigators access business records in terror probes. Some libraries openly opposed the law and posted warnings that the FBI wanted to know what patrons have been reading. Today, Justice Department spokesman Mark Corallo says that in order to fight that misperception, he can confirm this fact.
Section 215 of the Patriot Act has never been used.
So, did that announcement wipe away 2 years of mistrust between the administration and civil liberties groups? Fat chance. Instead, the response from Ann Beeson of the American Civil Liberties Union was, "What took so long?"
I think that we all have to demand that John Ashcroft explain how he could tell a federal court months ago that it would jeopardize national security to release this information. And then yesterday, switch courses and say, in fact, that it's in the interest of national security to release the information.
In the earlier instance, Ashcroft had been fighting an ACLU lawsuit to get more information on the Patriot Act. Beeson says rather than setting anyone's mind at ease, Ashcroft's disclosure should raise questions about other secrets held in the name of national security. Beeson says whether it's been used or not, Section 215 remains on the books and could be used at any time to force the release of sensitive information.
Including psychiatric records, charitable contributions, academic transcripts, membership lists of political organizations.
That's why the ACLU and other groups say they will continue to campaign for the repeal of Section 215 and will support other efforts to neuter the Patriot Act. This announcement by the Justice Department shows that there is little love to be lost between the government and civil liberties groups 2 years into the war on terror. Today, in a speech in Memphis, Attorney General Ashcroft was as combative as ever about the Patriot Act. He repeated his assertion that fears about FBI abuse are hysterical. And spokesman Mark Corallo says Ashcroft's announcement about Section 215 was a reluctant concession because it could help terrorists.
We don't want the terrorists to think that they can go to the libraries. We do want the terrorists to think we're there. We want the terrorists to think that everywhere they go, the government is watching and looking for them and trying to root them out.
Corallo says the Patriot Act was, after all, passed by Congress. Lawmakers and judges, he said, will protect innocent library patrons from unnecessary surveillance.
It is a system that ensures that abuses don't happen, and if they do, there are mechanisms to punish those abuses.
The American Library Association was both gratified at the release of the once classified information and angry about Ashcroft's tactics. The ALA's Emily Sheketoff says the Attorney General is trying to belittle her group's concerns, for example, by characterizing the concerns of the largely female organization as hysterical.
What we're talking about is not some irrational fear. We're voicing the very real concern that Americans have about government intrusion on their reading records.
And for many people, John Ashcroft's assurances aren't going to wipe those concerns away. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.